Welcome back, everyone. Imagine growing up and never knowing that you had a sister, and then one day finding out you have more than just a sister, you have an identical twin out there. This very thing happened to our next guest.
And they wrote a book about it to document their story called Identical Strangers, a memoir of twins separated and reunited, Elise Shine and Paula Bernstein. Welcome, sisters.
Hi.
Hi. Friends.
And this is Paula,
right.
And this is Elise, since they are identical.
Now, Elise, I understand that you made this happen, correct?
That's right. I was living in Paris. I grew up knowing I was adopted, but it wasn't until my early 30s that I sought information about my birth mother. And I got a letter from the adoption agency saying my birth mother wasn't looking for me, but I had a twin.
And what did you feel like when that kind of news comes to you?
My life was racing before my eyes. I couldn't believe it, and I began to imagine, who was this person out there? I was driven to find her. So I came to New York, which is where we were born, and I knew the name of the adoption agency, so I gave them a call, and they said, we will help you find her.
Oh, wow. Is that common, Paula, for the adoption agency to help hook up siblings?
It's funny. It was such an unusual situation. I don't think there's any sort of policy about, you know, do you reunite separate twins or not? But back when we were adopted, it was not common policy to separate twins. In fact, we were separated in part to participate in a secret study on nature versus
that.
Nurture.
And people were studying your upbringing?
Well, we were studied for the time that we were in a foster home before we were adopted. There were other sets of twins and one set of triplets who were studied really until they were teenagers, and their families knew that they were participating in a child study, but they did not know that their children were actually multiples.
Okay, so often we hear about identical twins having similar traits and characteristics. Now that you guys have been reunited for 3 to 4 years, what things do you share in common?
But it was amazing. Well, we obviously share similar mannerisms, and we both like to talk a lot.
So we have almost identical taste in books and movies. I mean, to the point where we both, when we asked each other when we first met, you know, who's your favorite director and what's your favorite movie? We both said
Wings of Desire,
which is, you know, a German film.
That's a movie, because for us it's Chariots of Fire, and we're not even related. All right, let's. We have a special surprise for you here. This is to celebrate
your
unification and your birthday.
It's your guys' birthday, right?
We won't ask
together. It's our fourth birthday together. So when I went to buy her birthday card, I almost bought her a fourth birthday card.
All right, both of you together, blow out the candles.
Blow half and half. And as Paula and Elise blow, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.